Got your Bibles turned with me this morning to Hebrews chapter number 13. We'll share with you what the Lord laid on our heart in a few moments. Hebrews chapter number 13. We appreciate each one of you being here, and I pray that you can say when you leave, it's good to be in at the house of the Lord. Hebrews chapter number 13. I'm going to read a verse or two before. Actually, it's a text this morning and a verse afterwards. Verse number 5 of Hebrews 13 said, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord's my helper, and I will never fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken you the word of God, whose faith follow. Consider the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever." Amen. Hallelujah. "Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. For it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which shall not profit them which have been occupied therein." Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for the blessed opportunity this morning to come back to your house, for the privilege of just reading your word. Our Father, in sharing that you've laid upon our hearts, I pray you'd bless this time together. I pray you'd give us receptive hearts and you'd speak to us and through us. We know that your word won't return void, but it accomplished that that's pleasing to thee. Yes. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's turned aside to come to your house this morning. May when they leave, our Father, they have your precious word, more of it, all of us, hid in our hearts. And God, we pray your perfect will be done here this morning. We pray it save the lost, encourage the saints, and strengthen us, our Father, and heal the sick. And God will ever thank you and praise you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. What did it say in verse number 8? Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and how long? Forever. Are we still living in today, are we? Just what he was yesterday, he's the same today. He'll be the same throughout eternity. He's always been the same, the past of eternity to eternities. You know, you never had a beginning. The Bible said the Word was God, and was in the beginning with God, and was God. And John 1 talks about how that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Yes. I'm glad that Jesus Christ is the same, aren't you? I'm glad He is. You know, a lot of times people think they had a different gospel. Had a different salvation, different Christ during the first century, maybe in the early church. But I want to tell you something. He didn't change every time you turn around. There's been a lot of changes going on, but he don't change, thank God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I want to thank God for that. We preach in the same gospel the disciples preach. Amen. If we're not, we all board somewhere. Because listen, there's not a new one. Somebody said, well, there's a new gospel. No, there's not no new one. It's as old as it started years and years ago. There's not one gospel for the first century. There's not one gospel for the second, right on down to the 20th and in the 23rd verse now. It's all the same gospel. We got the same Christ. He's the same. He don't change. He's the same one that went to Calvary and died on the cross for you and for me. He's the same, thank God, that he's always been. He's the same in his person. You think about it. Yes, he is. He's the same. Listen, he's still the prophet, the great prophet. Somebody said he's a prophet. Yeah, he is. He's a prophet, although he's the Son of God. He's still speaking to his people too. You know what the Bible said? He called his sheep by name. You know what they do? They follow him. Just as he spoke in the olden days and to his children and to his sheep. He's still speaking today. The power of God is still the same. Yes, it is. He is same in person. I'm glad that he is. Who is he? He's God's son. He's God manifested in the flesh. You can't make him anything else. He is the God. Thank God. I'm glad he is, because he can save me, and he did save me. He said he's not going to change. Listen, he won't change for this. You know, it's keep making changes on everything that man makes near about it. You know, they keep updating everything. Everything gets out of date and just keep changing. I don't think God, this book, you can't add nothing to it and can't take nothing away. I'm glad Jesus Christ stays the same. Amen. Don't matter how, listen, what kind of high technology we face in this day and hour, how men's running to and fro. What's wrong with today? Listen, we live in an hour of hurry and worry and flurry. We live in such an hour and people's all bundled up, running and listening and missing God. But God's still the same. Listen, if you don't knock close to God, guess who moved? Because he said he's the same in person. He'll fellowship with you. It's Christ living in us. That's the hope of glory. It's Christ in you. He'll still dwell in you through his spirit. If you'd accept him, he's the same person he's always been, thank God. He sure is. You know what I like about he's the same to his people? You say, well, he was different back then. No, he's still the same. Amen. His love toward us is the same today as it was yesterday. Really, you know when he started loving us? Before the foundation of the world. Now, I had to blow your mind, but it might try to blow your mind, but it's still so. He never quit loving me. He still has the same love toward his people. You know what? He came this world. God so loved the world. He came this world and Christ died on a cross. Gave himself. No man didn't take his life. He gave his life for you. He's still the same person. He's still the same one toward his people. He loves his people. He loves you. He loved you in the past. He loves you today. And he'll love you forever, thank God. That's my Jesus. You know, a lot of times, even couples, and it's sad, and families and homes, it just seems like they, I reckon, I don't know how they do it. It's hard, I don't know how they fall out of love, but it seems like that's what's happened. But I'm so glad he never changes. He still loves me. You know what I like about him? He don't change his love toward me. Even when I make a mistake, even if I do wrong, he still loves me. He changes not. Well, you hear sometimes people say, well, if I had my young and I do this and that and other, well, if you're young and you're going to love them, you might discipline them, you should, and we ought to correct them. Try to steer them in the right way, but when that love's there, it's there. And God's love hasn't changed toward us, or toward his people. Aren't you glad? I'm glad. Tell you something else that hasn't changed. He don't change in his promises. Think about it. Whatever he promised you. You know what one of the psalmists said, Lord? He said, remember. Now this is his scripture. I can't tell you exactly where it is. I know it's there. The Holy Ghost is reminding me of it. You know what he said? Remember thy word. Wherein thou callest thy servant to what? Hope. I'm glad God's word is the same. Jesus Christ is a word manifested in the flesh, and he changes not. God don't change his word. It's forever settled when? In heaven. Every promise is yes and amen to God. Why? Because he don't change. That word's forever settled. And his word, you can stand on. And stand on his promises. It didn't change. It's still there. You know what? I'm glad. What word was for the disciples is for me. What word was for? Let me look over. Look at this. Look over here at verse number 5. Before I get away from him. Before going any farther. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. What a promise. Yes. You know what that is? That's God never changes to his presence with his people. He said he would never leave you, forsake you. He meant what he said. What did the psalmist say, though my father and mother forsake me? Lord, what's he going to do? Pick him up and take him up. Ain't that a blessed promise? That God don't change when he says he won't leave you or forsake you. That is his presence. Never will leave us. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we can be content. Whatever we have. He said be content. Remember that brother telling us one day, Brother Wilmer told us about his daddy couldn't drive anymore. You remember that? He told him, he said, you just going to have to be content. Paul said you had to be content. He said, well, Paul hadn't lost his driver's license. Well, Paul didn't have none, I'm sure. He walked. So a lot of times we have a problem being content with some things because we've had some things maybe a little bit better. But Paul said, be content with such things as you have. Aren't you glad that he said he would never leave us or forsake us? Amen. He's saying, he's the same. Look what he said. Verse 6, the Lord boldly said, the Lord's my helper. Now I not fear what man shall do unto me. He is still our helper. He's our help, he's our hope, and he's our healer. And he hasn't changed and he won't change about being our helper. That the Bible said the Lord's a present help in a time of trouble. And he knows them and put their trust in him. And so we know how to fear what man's going to do because we know that the Lord is still there with us and he changes not. You see how God set the sun and the moon and the stars? They don't get off course. Sun, earth around it. Didn't we just come start and fall? Springtime, summertime, fall, winter. God got it all set. Don't change. Folks, don't want to know about you. Now you think about it. If God been one to change every generation, and you know why I'm so glad to not, when you all get to heaven, what would it be? No, from the beginning until the end, it's one. He don't change. He's still the same. Hallelujah for that. Look what it said in verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, have spoken to you the word of God. Whose faith follow, consider the end of their conversation. These two words and I got popped out at me. One of them is remembering, and the other is considered. You know what do us good to do? Remember something. Remember those that had rule over us and spoke the word of God to us. I thank God for every time I heard the word of God from a Sunday school teacher when I was coming up, unto the preachers of the herd that listened and pointed me toward Calvary and preached the word to me. And he said, I ought to consider that. I ought to remember that. And you know what else he said? Whose faith follow? When I see some of the old saints of God, I'm telling you, some of them walked with God, didn't have nothing this life, but they had something on the other side they were looking for. Walked by faith. They weren't walking by sight. Weren't walking by feelings. They weren't walking according to what they had. They walked by faith. You know what they were doing? They were following the Lord. He said, I ought to remember them, Brother Billy, and consider them. It encourages me when I know the same God that got one of my grandmothers up 100 years ago from being an infant and she finished raising a family. The same God, Brother Billy, he hadn't changed. He can still raise up. Hallelujah. Same one. And so God is still the same. He said for me to consider those and also remember them. Did you ever thought about, does it do you good to remember what God did for somebody else?
how you saw somebody, it might have been mama or daddy, it might have been somebody else, might have walked with God, and you saw God work through them. He said, remembered, considered. God's still the same. He's still with us. He's still present. He said, remembered. He said, and it says, whose faith followed. If I don't follow anybody, it's going to be somebody that's walking by faith. Amen. And trusting a God that don't change. You ever notice something about some people? They're the same everywhere. No matter what they're going through with. No matter what they're facing. No matter what they got to face or have faced. You know why? It's got faith in God. Now I want to follow those folk. Follow those that faith in the Lord. Hallelujah. And then he goes on, not only does the promises of God still come to pass, but the purpose of God shall stand. I tell him a few things down. We just want to share with you quickly this morning. The purpose of God will stand. Purpose of God what? Stand. Listen to this. He don't change about his purpose. If God's got a purpose, he brings it to pass. Now I want to tell you something. God's got a purpose for you in your life. He got a purpose for mine. That's why Romans 8:28 says, where all things work together for them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. God's got a purpose, and it don't change. Someone said, I'm going to try to change God's mind. I'm going to try to change his course and change his direction. You're better off we just line up with it. The purpose of God. He saved us on purpose, for a purpose. We ought to try to fulfill that purpose. Now, I mentioned a while ago, his presence don't ever leave us. Don't change. And you know what? Thought of a nothing. You know what it is? His provisions. God shall supply what? All your need according to his riches in glory. She's quoting it with me. Amen. What did God do? He hadn't changed according to his provisions. Thank God again. You know what? His heavenly supply and riches of his grace. His grace is all sufficient. Where Paul said, where sin abound, grace does what? Much more abound. His grace is sufficient. His grace is all abounding. His supply of our need, his provisions, and listen, never change. If you got a need, he's still able to meet that need. Can I say simply, what all he could do, he can still do. May I say this? He hadn't changed. I want to slow down with this. He hadn't changed since he said to the man, thy son liveth. He hadn't changed since he said unto him, the cripple, rise up and walk. He's still the same. He hadn't changed since he put the spit in the kale on that eyes and said, go wash. He hadn't changed since he said, rise up, take thy bed and go. He's still the same. He's still God. He hadn't changed. So are we serving a changeless Christ? Amen. He's still the same prophet speaking to the sheep. He's still the same high priest who's living to make intercession for us. He ain't quit. He's sitting in the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. He's still the same high priest. Only thing about it is he don't have to shed his blood again. It's shed for eternity and forever. But he's interceding for you. He hasn't changed. You know what? Tell you something else. He's just as precious as he's always been. Hallelujah. You know what? If Jesus is not as precious to you, it's not because he's not precious. Let's get a little closer to him. Amen. Wendy said this morning was getting Carol ready to come. She said, I wish everybody was wanting to go to church as interested as she is. You know why? He's precious to her. You know why he's precious to some of us? He can be precious to you too. Precious stone, precious one, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now may I say this. He's still the same when it comes to forgiving and pardoning you for your sins. He's still forgiving sin. Aren't you glad he is?
Yes, sir.
Thank God he does. So Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, eternity back. You see, he had a beginning in the mangers with a body when he became man. But he's always been. He's the great I am. He appeared many times in the Old Testament before he ever appeared in the manger. He's precious. He still pardons and forgives. He's ready this morning to forgive. He's still the same. And I'm glad if you come to him, he still forgives. He's still Christ. He's still on the throne. I don't know nobody can get him off. He's still there. He's the Lord. You know what I like about him? He's able to do above and abundantly more than you can ask or think. So if you don't remember anything else, just remember simply this. He's still the same. The same one that my father served, my grandpa's. He's the same one that we serve him. He's still the same. And we ought to consider what God has done for those that were before us. And give us the word. We ought to remember him and follow that faith, knowing that he is the same. So I would encourage you this morning to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's still the same. Hey? And when he comes back, he's going to be the same. Amen? Throughout eternity, he's still going to be the same. He'll love you then. He loved you before the foundation of the world. He loves you now. And he'll love us throughout eternity. What a glorious saying. Would you stand with me this morning?